Heard of the Serenity Prayer, right? Grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm Duncan from MindAffinity, and I'm about to show you how to know the difference and therefore implement the rest of that. So this is how you have an ace life in 3, 2, and 1 steps. The first part, the A in ace, and the three steps, is all about air. It's the things that you can control. So in life, we are responsible for three things, and three things only, in my opinion: our actions, our inactions, and our reactions. Actions is the easy part. We are responsible for the things that we do. That's not hard to get your head around. The second one, inactions. We are just as responsible for the things we choose to not do. So, for example, you get a parking ticket through your door. You know it was your action of parking badly or not paying for your parking that led to that ticket coming through the door. If you choose to not respond to it and the price goes up and then they start charging you more, I've heard people turn around and blame the car parking people for that. But actually, it's your inaction of burying your head in the sand and not replying to that letter that actually leads to you needing to pay more for that ticket. The third one, and the one that takes a little bit more practice and that I'm going to be focusing on today more than anything, is your reactions. So you're not just responsible for the way you act and the things you don't do, but you're also just as responsible for and have just as much control over the way you react and respond. Just to be clear, I'm not saying that you have control over your feelings. You feel however you're meant to feel at any one given time, but you can choose how to react and respond to those thoughts and feelings and to the situation happening around you. The second part, the C in ACE, is about control. Learning to accept and focus on the things that you can control, which is your actions, inactions, and reactions, and just accept and deal with the things that you can't control. Because the more you focus on the things you can control, the more you're able to influence the other stuff. For example, if you're going for a promotion at work, you can't control whether you get that promotion, but you can control how diligent you are in your work and how visible that is to the people that have the opportunity to make that decision for you. Focusing on the things you can control is far less stressful than trying to focus on all that stuff that you've got no control over. You feel more in control if you're focusing on those things you have that control over. And the third point is E. It's all about the self, ego. So actions, inactions, and reactions, focusing on what you can control and what you can't, but most importantly, ego is self. Looking after yourself first comes before all of the rest of it. When you get those things right, you can have an ace life. So what I want you to do now, today, as a result of listening to this, is take that on board and spend some time today thinking about what you can control, what your actions are, what inactions you're choosing that day, the stuff that you're ignoring or putting off. But most importantly, look out in your daily life today around you at how you react and how you're responding to the things that are going on around you. And take the time to embrace the control you have over your reactions. And if you want more help with that, please get in touch. I'm Duncan from MindAffinity. Thank you for listening.